Today, Madeline Carroll, who plays Julie Baker in Flipped, takes time to chat with the folks at Heartland Truly Moving Pictures to talk about her role in the film and what inspires her. Finding inspiration in literature and movies is a movie curricula program for youth, promoting reading, activity-based discussion, and service. The program was created in 2004 by Heartland Truly Moving Pictures and the National Collaboration for Youth. Its focus is to develop and distribute free, downloadable curricula based on Truly Moving Picture award-winning films and to channel positive messages and life-affirming themes into the minds and lives of youth. Based on the award-winning young adult novel by Wendelin van Dranen, the new movie Flipped, directed by Rob Reiner, is a perfect fit for the film project. Speaking with Madeline today is director of the Heartland Institute, Claire Norton.
Hi, Madeline.
Hello.
How are you today?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us today briefly. I know you're really busy, so I'll just get started right away, if that's all right.
Okay.
So just for starters, we are interviewing you for the curriculum we're developing around Flipped for our program, Finding Inspiration in Literature and Movies. And so this program is a youth development curriculum geared at after-school programs that encourages youth to read a book, see the movie, and then take part in character development discussion and activities, as well as engage in service projects in the community. So we're excited to ask you a few questions to include in the real-life inspiration section of our curriculum for Flipped.
Okay.
So, first off, Flipped is such a smart story that contains great lessons about understanding both sides of a situation. Did being a part of this film help you see any situations in your life differently?
It made me think, like, wow, look how different it was back then. Look how nice people were back then. I mean, girls and kids nowadays are, like, so different, and especially in middle schools and obnoxious, and they all have, like, their own cliques and stuff, and back then, kids were a whole lot nicer, I think. Like, even Sherry Stahl, she's supposed to be the mean girl, and compared to girls nowadays, she would be like an angel.
Right.
So I think that's what I thought about the most, was like, wow, so different.
Very cool. And like you said, all the characters were really great. Your character, Julie, is a really strong, bold character. Are there any similarities that you felt between yourself and Julie?
We're similar in a way that, even when the mean girls are mean to Julie, she's not really that mean back.
Mm-hmm.
I never really was like that. And also, like, she's not exactly the popular girl. She's not exactly the nerd. And we're kind of similar that way, too. Like, I was always, like, friends with everybody.
Okay.
I wasn't really mean or anything. And just simple ways like that. But it's a whole lot different. It's like a whole different story, like, you know, people being in the 60s, like I said, Sherry Stahl's, if you take a mean girl out of nowadays and you put her into the 60s, that's how Sherry Stahl's is.
Right.
So I think I would probably be like Julie if I was put back into the 60s.
That's fun. I like that journey that you went on in the movie. And then another thing, so we do a service component in this curriculum, too. And so looking at you in the movie, so from trying to save the sycamore to understanding the beautification of her front yard, Julie sets a tremendous example for young people by giving her time and efforts to causes that are bigger than her. So like Julie, do you support a cause through service or advocacy?
I actually support two organizations. One is Zoe International, and one is called Mutual Faith, and they are organizations that rescue kids from child slavery and prostitution, and Mutual Faith rescues and helps kids that are poor in different countries.
Okay.
I'm really big on, you know, kids being abused and enslaved, you know, for no reason. I think that's just so sad because they have no way to control why they're there.
Absolutely. Is there anything that opened your eyes, like an event that really opened your eyes to being involved in these organizations?
Well, my parents, you know, they kind of keep me really grounded. And whenever, like, I would get mad or upset or whatever, my mom would be like, well, you don't have it that bad. And then I would think about it. It's kind of... you just got to step back and realize, you know, what you have. And I'm Christian, and my church, these organizations are through my church. So that's kind of how I got involved.
That's great. I love hearing this, and this goes well within our curriculum because we just need not only the characters in the movies to be role models, but the people playing those characters. And so it's tremendous, and I'm so glad that you do your part, and I hope that can serve as a real inspiration to our audiences.
Aw, thank you.
Can I ask you just one more question, then we'll wrap up?
Yeah.
Okay, so Heartland's mission is to recognize and honor filmmakers like Rob Reiner, whose work explores the human journey by artistically expressing hope and respect for the positive values of life. So the movies we honor with this Truly Moving Picture Award, they uplift and inspire, and they might even cause you to see something in life differently. Do you have any movies that kind of fit this mold that have inspired you to become the person that you are?
Do I have any movies that I've done?
Movies that you've either been in or that you've just seen growing up that have inspired you in that way?
Well, I'm actually filming a movie right now with Gerard Butler called Machine Gun Preacher, and it's a true story about this guy, Sam Childers, who gave up everything he had and even risked his family's safety to go to Africa and save these kids who get murdered and slaughtered for no reason.
Okay.
And women, too, and
oh, wow.
women, and he goes over there, and he literally, like, risks his life every single day to save these kids. It's really sad. There's one part of the movie where he drives out 2 hours to save these kids, and there's, like, so many of them, and he packs as many as he can into the car, and he says, I'll be back for you guys for these 10 other kids, I promise, and he just tells them to hide, and he goes back and drops off the other kids and then comes back and all these little kids are sitting in a pile burned.
Oh.
It's horrible. Mm-hmm. This movie has like really, really inspired me. I think it's going to be amazing, and I think it'll help out the organization of Sam Childers too as well.
Absolutely. So, well, that's...
this should be really cool, yeah.
Excellent. Thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
No, thank you so much. I'm so excited about the award. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for being in such a great movie, and we look forward to seeing you in more in the future.
Thank you. God bless.
If you want to see the impact that stories and movies make, check out all of Heartland's character development guides at youthfilmproject.org. Thank you, Warner Brothers and Madeline, for your time and support. Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out Flipped in select theaters August 6th and nationwide August 27th.